Who knew what and when did they know it? Three states now embroiled in a blame game over the NYPD spying program that targeted American Muslims. It's Friday, February 24th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Filling in for John Hockenberry today from New York. Todd Zwillick, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
Newark's mayor, Newark, New Jersey, says he didn't know the NYPD was spying on New Jersey Muslims, but the NYPD says, oh, yes, you did. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. And we're going to have a look ahead at the Oscars coming up this weekend. But many of you are still talking about how to keep teenagers in line when they're online.
I think if your child is putting posts on Facebook that are inappropriate, you ought to take their computer away and put a couple rounds through it.
Well, that's what one father did in a viral video. You can give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. But now, here's your headlines.
International diplomats and government ministers from around the world are in the Tunisian capital today for a meeting to stop the violence in Syria. Speaking last night, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, en route to the conference, outlined what she wants to come out of the meeting.
We hope to see new pledges of emergency assistance for Syrians caught in Assad's stranglehold and international coordination and diplomatic pressure on Damascus to allow humanitarian aid to those who need it most.
Meanwhile, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has been appointed special envoy to Syria as part of a diplomatic push to end the violence.
A bill that would legalize gay marriage in Maryland has been approved in the state Senate there less than a week after it passed the state House. The bill is expected to be signed by Governor Martin O'Malley because he sponsored it. That would make Maryland the eighth state to permit gay marriage. Opponents, though, have vowed to bring that measure to referendum in November.
Deportations from the United States were down by a third in the last 3 months of 2011. That's according to a report by Syracuse University. Researchers suggest changes in the rules applying to veterans and college students could be behind the decrease.
And Iraq's al-Qaeda branch is claiming responsibility for the wave of attacks that killed dozens in Baghdad and across the country the day before. Al-Qaeda says it targeted security forces and government officials in, quote, revenge for the elimination and torture campaigns that Sunni men and women face in Iraqi prisons. Yesterday's attacks targeted 12 cities across Iraq, killed 55 and wounded 225.
Seven states filed a lawsuit against the federal government yesterday. They are unhappy about a requirement that religious employers offer birth control options to their workers as part of health insurance coverage. The plaintiffs, which also include two nonprofits and two citizens, say the government's mandate undermines protected religious freedoms as defined by the Constitution.
President Obama has warned there are no silver bullets for bringing fuel prices down quickly. Speaking at the University of Miami, President Obama says the Republican strategy is short-sighted and has no long-term viability.
They're already dusting off their three-point plan for $2 gas. And I'll save you the suspense. Step one is to drill, and step two is to drill. And then step three is to keep drilling.
President Obama says only a combination of conservation and finding new energy supplies will keep America from running into price spikes again and again. In the markets this morning, Asian markets are up. European markets have been bouncing around. They're mixed right now. Wall Street futures have remained up all morning long, though. The Dow will start at 12,984, the S&P at 1,363, the NASDAQ at 29.56. Well, you may have heard there's a small little award show coming up this Sunday in Los Angeles, the Oscars. We're talking about the best pictures that have not won an Oscar today. That's the music from Hitchcock's Psycho, of course. Overlooked since 1960. We're wondering, what's your favorite movie that was passed over? Maybe that year that Forrest Gump won the Oscar for Best Picture? That's obviously a notable one. But let us know, what's your favorite movie that maybe didn't get an Oscar and deserved to? Or maybe actor works as well.
I got one for you. I've always loved Crispin Glover in River's Edge. It's an overlooked movie, but he is hilariously freakish. If you haven't seen Crispin Glover in River's
That's
Edge.
That's kind of his whole life, hilariously freakish. Give us your vote at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can send us a text at 69866. Just lead your text off with the word take. In a moment, we're going to talk more about the controversial program from the NYPD, which spies on American Muslims.
Hey, There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.